5 second warning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show number 52, June 30th, 2009. Welcome to the Madden Voice. It is me, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, the Overseer, the Evil Genius, the Dictator, and a few other things that I cannot say live on the air, but I'm all those things too. Welcome to the show. Before we get into the main event, a couple of shout-outs I want to give. First of all, my parents' anniversary today. I sent them the link. I don't know if they're listening or not. Mom and Dad, happy anniversary if you're listening. My guess is Mom might be listening. Dad, he's not a computer guy, so unlikely. But if they're listening, happy anniversary. It is number 36 for my parents, so God bless them. Happy anniversary. The other shout-out, as everyone knows, many legends have passed over the last week, so I just want to recognize Ed McMahon. We all know him. Here's Johnny. If you don't know him, get on YouTube, check out the clips. Farrah Fawcett, in my opinion, one of the hottest chicks to ever walk this planet, passed away as well. Billy Mays, infomercial king, passed away on Sunday. And last but definitely not least, Michael Jackson, sudden cardiac arrest, passed away. So RIP to all those celebrities and people that have contributed so much to our lives. But now on to bigger things. Now on to the main reason why you guys are all listening. We are just tickled pink, happy, honored, thrilled to have the brains behind the game. And of course, you know, they're going to say that they're just two out of many people, and I know that they are, but the brains behind the game that we are anxiously awaiting. We are sitting here counting down the days, finding other games to keep ourselves busy, but it's just not the same. If you don't have Madden in your life, there's a void. There's just something missing. It's Madden if you're not playing Madden. We played 09 to death. We loved it, but you know what? We've beaten it to death, so we had to put it on the shelf and get into the summer a little bit. But come August 14th, we will be playing Madden NFL 10. And we are excited to have with us tonight Ian Cummings from EA Sports. And Ian is, and you're going to have to correct me, you are the lead designer? Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
And we also have Donnie Moore, who is also a designer of Madden NFL 10. Am I correct?
Exactly right.
All right. I did my homework. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. And as customary on the Madden Voice, you have to get the applause, which also sounds like sizzling bacon. It'll go for 5 minutes. So welcome
nice.
To the Madden Voice.
Hey, a quick correction. I think we are the brains, and we do everything. Just wanted to let you know.
It's a two-person show. I don't know.
It's really just us.
Cutting costs in this economy.
I like you guys already.
All that's left.
I like you guys already. See, you know, I can get behind that. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks, man. This is cool.
All right. All right, so let's first, before we get into, you know, I got a list of questions and people that want to ask questions and all of that. Before we even get into any of that, now wait a minute, I may have another. You're expecting to have another 407 calling, so maybe I should.
Probably Phil, maybe.
All right,
Dr. Phil Frazier.
Do we have Philly Steak and Cheese, Dr. Phil? On, is this you?
This is the doctor. Yes.
All
That's
right.
not him. That's not him.
Hold on, does he have a PhD in video game...
ology?
Yeah.
I definitely do, a master's.
Okay, yep, it's him.
Master's. There we go. Humble. And you guys are humble. I like it. You know what, you guys can, we can do this because I've been known to be very, very humble as well, so we're going to get along well. Well, let's first talk about some of the new features in the game. Let's talk about... some of the exciting new things that we expect. The slogan this year, we've got Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu on the cover. Both participated in the Super Bowl. If my memory is correct, and I'm getting old, but the first time we've actually had two superstars on the cover of the Madden series. And the slogan this year is Fight for Every Yard. Let's start there. Talk to us about the Fight for Every Yard theme of Madden NFL 10.
So, yeah, we had John Madden and Barry Sanders on once. That was two superstars, right?
Well, okay.
2000.
Okay.
Yeah, Fight for Every Yard. I'm not really sure the genesis of where it came from. It sort of – we really started at the base level just saying we wanted to improve our tackling systems, and then it really kind of went a lot deeper from there. We started adding the technology that has now become named as ProTac, where you could actually push and pull and steer and drive animations after they've started. And so Fight for Every Yard kind of came out of that, the ability to really not lose control at the end of a play, to turn a what could have been a touchdown into a defensive stop or vice versa. That control had never really been there for the gamer, and so that's where it started. Those two athletes obviously kind of hit that perfectly. You know, Troy and Fitz, Super Bowl athletes, both really cool guys to work with, as well as obviously just very recognizable and at the top of their game right now. So I think it all kind of fit together pretty well. This is the first time, and I talk about this quite a bit, that we've actually come up with kind of a theme and a slogan for the game, and it actually stuck. We came up with it in July, and it's been the same for the entire year, and that's very rare around here. We usually change horses midstream a couple of times.
Well, clearly it has stuck, and you know, even when we started seeing some of the early animations and videos, you know, we started seeing things. Talk to us now about some of the, you know, the gang tackling and some of that stuff that we were seeing early on in the game that seemed to fit with this theme.
Yeah, so there's about four or five features that are kind of, you know, big deals that are under the ProTac and Fight for Every Yard umbrella. Nine-man gang tackles, it's up to nine, but it's a pretty dynamic system. That was a big addition for us that, you know, again, three-man gang tackles was all you ever saw in any game in history. You know, we had our kind of fumble pileup, which was a little break from, you know, so much ultra-realism, ultra-simulation. We think we had really missed out on a really emotional opportunity. Donnie played a game today against Carlos, one of the guys on our EA Sports Live team, and just that happening out of nowhere, it's pretty rare, maybe once a game if you're lucky, but the ball goes loose and it turns up that you can actually fight with a mini game, a button masher, and win the ball back. Was something that we didn't expect to be such a really fun feature, and it really is. It adds such a nice wrinkle to the game that it's a surprise element. It's not something that you're sick of. It's something that just happens and it's fresh and new. And then blocking kind of overall, we had really wanted to improve. Our pass blocking systems weren't up to snuff. Our run blocking wasn't quite ideally where we wanted it. So using a lot of the same technology we used for gang tackles, we were able to add that same stuff in.
That's great. And to the audience out there, if you want to call in, 347-838-9525. If you want to send a question via AOL, you can find me right now on EAFL Commissioner. I am there. And you can even Twitter me, because I will try to keep an eye on the Twitter to see if there's any questions there on Twitter. And the Twitter is the Madden Voice. And let me just be honest with the audience. You know, we are moving forward. You know, they have spent this team has spent a lot of time addressing some of the things that concerned us about Madden 09. Those things have been addressed. We're not going to beat that to death. We want to look forward to the game, and we want to hear about what's new, what's hot, and what's exciting. We're just outside of 6 weeks away from this game, so now is our chance to learn everything that we know. And the game is packed with features, and so that's what we're going to focus on. So if your question doesn't get answered, if you go to some of the blogs, there's plenty of information on a lot of that stuff out there. So by all means, and we'll make sure that on our website that those blogs are linked up so everybody has access to those blogs. One of the things that we are I'm going to hold that. Talk to us about there was a question about it, but first explain to everybody. This one was really interesting for me as a guy who runs a very large online league, the online co-op feature. To my knowledge, the first time that this is being introduced. Talk to us a little bit about that feature.
So I think you see this as our first step into that cooperative gaming. It's not, you know, I think you look at the other games out there, the EA Sports games that are really kind of trailblazing this area. FIFA has 10-on-10 simultaneously online, all different people joining clubs. I mean, that type of depth is really cool, but when you step back and you look at that from a football standpoint, it's a way different problem to solve. You can't just open up the game and say, all right, it's going to be 11 on 11 because the nature of the sport. I mean, if you're not following your assignment correctly, it's a touchdown. Whereas if you kind of go chase the ball incorrectly in FIFA, it's not really a big deal. So you see us starting with, you know, two-player co-op this year. We're trying to figure out what's fun and what's not fun. Is blocking fun? Right now, no. So how do we solve that issue? Is playing defense cooperatively fun? Yes, but then there's also a lot of other issues, right? There's problems where if you don't stay in your zone correctly, you don't necessarily know what you're doing, then it leads to big plays, which is very frustrating. So those are the types of issues we're looking to solve first before we go into the kind of ultra-deep online co-op experience. But regardless, just with two people, it is a very different experience. It's a lot more fun than we kind of anticipated even, because it allows you to have people of very different skill levels kind of join up, play each other, and learn stuff from each other. A guy that could be ultra good at the game, a really good football guy, good on the sticks, and then maybe his little brother that's not very good, or maybe his college roommate that's moved to another city. They can join up and still play like they used to and still have a good time without having to compete. And so that's really the different mindset. There's obviously, Madden has always catered to that competitive gamer. We've been at the forefront of head-to-head play now competitive games for a long time. I mean, Madden was one of the very first games to even have online on the consoles. And so now this is kind of our foray into, you know, not necessarily always having to do that. You know, if you're a different style gamer, you don't want to compete all the time. You don't want to go online, and it's a pretty scary place if you're playing people that beat you by 50 or 60 points. You want to try and have a different experience. That's where we're going, and this is our first step into that.
Now, what are the possible, when we're talking about online co-op, and this is actually mirroring a couple of questions we got from some of the Madden sites out there. You know, we know that you can do, you know, me and you together. Now, is it limited to just me and you, two-on-two versus a person? Can you do two-on-two versus a CPU? What are the variations of the online co-op feature?
Yeah, right now it's just two against the computer. And, you know, again, that's where we want to grow, is to have that be a much bigger experience. But we were really focused on the core of the mode and making sure that that was fun before we let it loose and let a ton of people get online and play against each other, because we just really felt like if we came out of the gate with that and didn't have the time to make it fun, it would turn a bunch of people off for the rest of the product cycle. You know, we really wanted to make sure it was done in an iterative process and done the right way, instead of just unleashing everything and having people hate it.
Gotcha. Now, let me try to figure out the right words for this. Are all 11 positions open? Meaning, if you already answered this, forgive me, but I know you said somebody's blocking fun, but does that mean if I want it to be, you know, we have the quarterback and the running back, or if I want it to be a tackle because, you know, he's going to be the running back, so I'm going to open up a hole for him, or is it just limited to certain positions?
Yeah, you can be every position now on the same team. And again, that's kind of where we're trying to figure out those design flaws. You know, inherently the game of football is just so different that we have to really make a different experience, a different gameplay style for nearly every position, or at least, you know, every skill position. So,
And not only things like just playing the game, actually, it's like almost like simple things like who gets to call the play.
Right.
Like that's something we have to figure out when there's 11, you know, if there's 11 people out there, who gets to call the play? And with online co-op, you know, we tried to, you know, handle that this year with the first player being able to call the plays, and he's kind of like your coach guy. So, it's something that it's definitely a challenge moving forward.
Gotcha. It sounds like it's got a lot of potential, though. That sounds like that there's a lot of places you can go. And it seems as though that has been kind of a pattern of, okay, you know, let's plant the seed and let's take something that could really sprout and grow into a huge feature, but let's test the waters a little bit. Let's see how this actually works in the game. Let's see how people actually respond to it when we go out there and get feedback. And if this catches on, then we can look at growing it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's a great statement. That echoes a lot of our internal discussions. We know that we can't do everything in one year, and we're just taking over as a new design team. We're trying to, you know, make our name and this kind of new era of us talking directly to our fans and directly to the community, more so than probably any sports game in history or definitely any EA game, it's opened up a new world for us that we don't have to put all this pressure on ourselves. Everyone out there is part of making this game, you know, and I think that's the right approach. It's stupid to think that six of us can make the decision that 10 million people or 8 million people will be 100% on board with. So opening that up, getting our most loyal fans, our most hardcore fans, and figuring out if at the end of the day everyone just hates co-op and it wasn't a success at all, then we, you know, then I think at that point we know to not go to 11 on 11. But if they start seeing that, hey, you know, even the first two-person experience is fun, it's a different approach, here's what they suggest that we think would be fun, what about this type of play calling system, what about this, that's when you can start to gauge that, hey, the interest level's there and they want us to go deeper on it. So that's a really a new era of video game making, especially in sports games, and I'm really excited that that's the way we have to do things.
Yeah, and it must also be because people, you know, people probably, the average gamer probably doesn't understand how little bit of time you actually have from release to release. I mean, when you think about, you know, the marketing and the lead time, and you got to get the game out there and shipped and beta and get it tested, and people probably don't grasp that a year, it really isn't a full year. I mean, what would you say your cycle is that you can actually, you know, I mean, at this point, are you guys already got the seats planted for Madden 11, or is that something you can't get into until later in the fall, or how does that work?
Philly, you got that one?
Yeah, Phil, sure. Are we allowed to release all of our Madden 11 ideas right now, Phil?
I'd rather we not, but I think in general, you know, it's, you know, we ship the game in August. Everybody knows that. Second week of August is usually our target, and, you know, there's a little bit of a blend between product years. So, you know, right now, Ian, you know, Donnie, the rest of the design team are thinking about things they could hit in Madden 11 right now. We're already looking at the boards. We already have a list of things that we really wish we could have got to from Madden 10, you know, things like in-game saves, you know, the hot item right now with online franchise and the lack of free agency. These are all things we've definitely thought about. We actually had designed. We literally couldn't fit them. And, you know, those are the things that are going to move right to the top of the list as we move ahead to Madden 11. So it's a continuous process. We never really finish development because there's always a long list of features we'd love to get to. And I'll say that, you know, by the early spring is when we transition from production into the testing phase. And once you enter the testing phase, you pretty much stop all new feature development and just shift into fixing the bugs and trying to polish off the game. So, you know, if you can think of, you know, between now and next February, March, you know, that's when the bulk of the work for Madden 11 is going to take place.
Gotcha. And hey, guys, I appreciate you guys are right there, man. I mean, you were right there to give us some scoops on Madden 11. So it was close, but we don't want to upset Phil. I appreciate it. Let's go on to probably personally the feature that gets my interest the most as a guy who oversees currently 9 leagues. And so when I heard about, you know, last year's league feature was certainly, you know, let me be nice, it was a step, you know, you got to take that first step. And but then when I heard about the online franchise this year and a lot of the things, and Phil was nice enough to surprise us several months ago and just give us just a taste, and then he just jetted on us, but he left a taste, he left our mouth watering. Let's talk about that feature and some of the things that you've done with the online franchise, brand new for this year.
Yeah, so online franchise, I mean, me personally, this is the minute I saw and interacted and played with the NCAA 09 online dynasty, for me, it cemented in my mind that, like, it was an absolute must-have for Madden franchise, for the Madden product. You know, playing multiple years, playing, building your team over the aspect of you know, an NFL draft, you know, being able to trade, having your guys progress and then regress and then obviously retire once they get old enough. I mean, to me, that's what playing franchise mode in Madden is all about, is building that team, and all of a sudden I can become the Super Bowl champs. You know, I can take the Lions and become the Super Bowl champs if I, you know, do the right moves. So I think, you know, from my perspective, and I know Ian and Phil and to be honest, the whole design team, was absolutely gung-ho. Online franchise was almost the first thing we were going to do, I think, on this year's product. Like, okay, we're doing that. We knew we had to do that. It was a matter of, like, what can we do? What can we pull off in this calendar year? And that was obviously the huge challenge for us this year, because online franchise is something that's, from my point of view, it's been the most ambitious feature we've tackled on the Madden game from the next gen site, 360 and the PlayStation 3. It's an absolute huge feature that touches all aspects of the game, all of our online stuff. Obviously, our franchise mode had to be totally looked at. And what can you do? We had to look at things like, what can you do from an offline perspective that would obviously cause huge problems in an online experience with 32 people? We had to really take a hard look at those types of things. And I feel what we deliver this year is phenomenal, and it's revolutionary in the video game space. NCAA does have their dynasty, and you can recruit and play multiple years and all those types of things. But what we have with the ability to trade players and the interconnectivity of the iPhone app and being on the web, being able to play your online franchise from not only your console and your PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360, but then walk over to your computer and accept the trade or move some players around on your depth chart on your iPhone or your iTouch system. I think that's just it's really groundbreaking for the Madden franchise and really for sports video games overall.
I agree. I mean, when I heard about the versatility of the online franchise, it was, you know, for some of us who work and have a lot of things going on, and are playing in, we'll play in these leagues with, you know, 17 and 18 year old guys that may have a little more time. I thought that was incredible. One question I do want to ask about the online franchise.
Phil, your kid is just.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's
my kid
right.
Wants cheese. I got to give him cheese.
Philly cheese.
I'm not touching that one. That sounds like a setup, man. I'm not touching that one.
You guys can hear that. I apologize.
That's all right. I'm so used to it from all the things that we have here on the show that I just block it out. But one question I do have is,
here you go, bud.
You have an online you have a league running, and I saw on the blog that you can't, all seasons, all weeks cannot be open. So it is week one, then week two, et cetera. So does that mean that all week one games have to be completed and then you move on to week two? Kind of like the real NFL. Is that kind of the model?
Yeah, in a general sense, that's the idea. If you're familiar at all with the NCAA 09 dynasty and how they ran things there, it's all about the commissioner. So, you know, the commissioner has the freedom and the ability to basically look at the league, who's played their games, and should I advance the week. He's in the ultimate control of advancing to the next week. So, you know, if you've seen that three or four games haven't been played and, you know, you want to let the guys have a couple extra days to play them, as the commissioner, you have that ability to let them play that. It's solely on the responsibility of your commissioner to advance the week.
Gotcha. So once it's advanced, If a game wasn't played, then that guy's out of luck. That game gets simmed, and we move on to the next week.
Yep, just simulated. Or in the case of Phil, he actually got a lucky win by simming and not playing the computer because he would have lost.
Hey, I didn't know that game was going to be simmed. I was waiting to play my game.
Really? That's weird.
I was. I was going to use Super Sim, and if I started to lose, I was going to try to come back and win.
You guys, man, I tell you, you guys must have some. I follow you. I follow like Ian or whatever on Twitter, and I'm getting, you know, tweets at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I think I'm done for the day. And I'm like, dude, you know, you guys must really hit it hard. I tell you,
it never ends. Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's like one of those things where I go home and then I'm gonna go on all of the message boards and on the Twitters and just I want to find out what people are talking. You know. Saying about Madden, so maybe that'll give me a little bit better insight on what people want or, you know, what the hottest thing is that they want in Madden.
I hear you. All right, let's take a call. Let's go to...
That's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Nah, not when Commissioner T is in charge. You guys just trust me. Let's see what we got here.
Commissioner T?
Commissioner T. When I take a call, it's Commissioner T.
I got you.
All right. We have a 281 area code. You are on live with... Ian, Donnie, and Phil all from EA Sports and Commissioner T, not from EA Sports. You are on live with the Madden Voice, 281 area code.
First off, I'd like to thank y'all for all y'all doing with Madden. And I have two questions. Will we be able to change the weather like off of Madden 08? And will we be able to like sign and fire head coaches on online franchise?
So what was the first one, weather?
Yeah, like how it was on Madden 08, we like set the degrees and night and you know what I mean?
You're talking about an online game?
No, like a regular
offline
game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can change weather, but you don't set degrees anymore. And I know, like, there's a guy out there that we had at Community Day, The Watcher, and he gives me so much crap about that because he really wants to play games that are cold, but there's not snow. But that just wasn't added this year. And unfortunately, I can't really think of a good reason why, other than it's just kind of a weird usability issue that you make people set the degrees to 30 degrees before they can set snow. So that's not there, but you know, there's
we could
add something like that.
Cold but not snowy.
Cold but not snowy. You know, we could look into that. And then what was your second one?
Will we be able to like fire and hire head coaches during the off season on online franchise?
No, online franchise is really more about you as the coach. Again, there's a lot of things that aren't there, but we went for the core experience of what's kind of exciting to you and making the center of that universe instead of kind of all the extra scouting staff,
quarterback coaches.
Yeah. It was really all about you at that point. So believe me, there's a laundry list of features we want to add to online franchise. And this is, again, the cool part about it is cool and a bad part. The cool part is that we get to add stuff based on what we think is the most important and what the community wants. The bad part is that we are kind of starting at a, you know, we don't have every feature that everyone wants.
All right. Thank you, and I wish y'all the best of luck.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
All right.
That's a great first call. Appreciate the positive. That's what we do here on the Madden Voice, guys. I hope you guys follow suit. Great call. Appreciate that. All right. I got a question from one of the Madden sites by a gentleman named Dila. Actually, this one came right off your very own forum, the Madden Note.
Uh-oh.
Yep, but you know what? I got approval. I got to sign off on this question, so I'm good.
Go ahead, man. Shoot.
All right. This guy, I'll give him a shout-out. I'm WhoBoxer3. This is your question. Why the decision was made to only have a three-play call window?
Oh, that's a great question. So, primarily, there's two main reasons why. Number one, we wanted to revamp our presentation. And if you've been following up on the videos of the game or seen any kind of blogs about it, we spent a ton of time trying to get a lot better sideline environments going on or cutscenes of players celebrating or the referee. We really wanted to go a lot deeper on our presentation. And the three-call play-call design helped us do that because we could put that screen down at the bottom and then use the whole entire top of the screen, much like we did back on PS2, to showcase some of those cool presentation elements. And when you have a big giant screen that takes up the entire left side, it's very hard to frame shots that have multiple people on it. So that was one reason. And then second, it was actually a kind of general consensus that the play call screen had become way too complex. And, you know, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. It was kind of a lot of our mantras this year. And the Madden current gen PS2 all the way back to Genesis play calling screen had always had three boxes and had always been universally liked. So when it was changed to go to four box, there was actually, you know, quite a bit of an uprising, not among the hardcore, but among people that were now confused and thought the game was too hard. A lot of confusion about how to bluff their plays or how to do this and that. So going to the three box, it's just really simple. You know, these three buttons pick a play, B goes back. It's real simple and not going to really confuse anyone. So those were the two reasons.
Okay, great. Moving on to another question. This one is from the Madden Lab. Shout out to Gambino and Duke. And this question is actually one that I've had waiting for Madden 10. The ability to actually save our online death charts as we had in the PS2 days. Is that something we can expect for Madden 10? And if not, is that something on the burner?
Yeah, that's in.
Check.
Hey!
Check.
We did it.
All right.
Nothing more to add.
we started. That was a big complaint. It's really interesting when you follow the community how there's these huge upswings of what's the most important. And as you knock those off, there's always something else that's the most important, you know, game killer issue. And it's interesting with that one, save death charts. I honestly thought we would have lost half our sales reading last year, how many people were so upset that that wasn't there. And then we put it in and no one even said thanks. but you know what? Like, it needed to be there. I don't really want to thank you because it should have been there. And so there's a lot of things that online didn't have before that we went ahead and added back. So depth charts you can save. You can select weather online. You can select uniforms, especially with our new mix and match customizing of uniforms. You can do that online. Pretty much everything you can do offline, you can do online now. And those are small kind of feature additions, but I said this a lot at work, that those things add such a great amount of replay value. Everyone wants to try out their new uniform combination. They want to try out all this different stuff. They want to try and play games in the snow or in the rain and see what the weather does to the gameplay. And so those are small issues, and people may not have cared much. I care a lot, and I think the hardcore community hopefully cares a lot as well. It adds a lot to that experience now.
And I really enjoy playing the game with the ugliest uniform combination I could make.
Yep,
you do. You'll have your chance this year, that's for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, as a guy who runs a large league, you know, I have guys that play 300 games a year and more. So the ability to save online depth charts, they're gonna be very happy. So
that'll save them a lot of time.
Save them a lot of time, and I'll tell you, it'll make my league. You know, we go four games a week minimum, it'll help us out. So personally, we thank you, but I'm sure you're gonna get a lot of good response from that one. All right, let's take another call. We had a good.
Hey, hold
good
on.
Luck with the first call. Yes,
Mish T.
Yes.
I had a real quick question for you. Do you you guys, all your leagues that you have, do you play for money?
Well, that's a very good question. That's been
it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not like, you know, asking.
No. I'll tell you the truth. For 4 years, we started this back in Madden 05 with the old premium pass. Very, 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 very painful experiment by your predecessors. That's how we started our league, with just 16 guys on premium pass, and happy to say we've grown to a very large number. And we really, the guys in my league just love to play Madden. So we have never, ever, up to this year, played for money. It has only been, we have never played for trophies. We've just played for the love of the game. And people are amazed at how big we've gotten just by the sake of competition and just being able to say, hey, I won the Super Bowl. That said, we are looking to add some level of incentive this year for the guys, because we feel like, God, you know, we've gotten so large, and, you know, let's see what we can give back to these guys that have been with us. So this year we're looking at some level of incentive for Super Bowl winners.
Interesting.
That's a good way to call it. I like how you call it an incentive. It's very
See, I'm that's right. They never know who's listening.
A true politician.
I try. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see. We had good luck with the first caller. I'm going to try this guy because I'm in Connecticut. I live in Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN. And
I've been there.
There you go. I'm about 5 minutes away. And this guy has an 860 area code from Connecticut. So I'm going to give him a chance to call in. 860 area code, you're from Connecticut, my home state. Welcome to the Madden Voice. You are on with Ian, with Donnie, and with Phil.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm from Hartford, Connecticut.
All right.
There we go.
All
right.
Huge fan, been playing for years. Great job. Love the candidate. Quick.
Your phone's coming in and out. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to hear your question. Can you quickly get to a secure spot there, or do you want to call back?
Yeah,
I think I know what he was asking. He was asking Ian how cool of a guy Phil is.
I thought that's what I came.
I thought I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was how cool.
All right, he's gonna call back. All right. Well, at least he wasn't rude. Okay, we like
that. That was a good one.
That was a good one. All right.
If you have any more like that, just keep them coming.
Back to the phones again. All right, let's try. Oh, okay. We are going to go 410 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
I was calling. I was just saying that all the little features really mean a lot. I really like the cleats, the gloves, the presentation, the Ray Lewis intro. It just off the chain. I'm from Baltimore, so you know it's all day long. But I just thought it would look more real that you added the tiles and everything. And I think the graphics, like the players' faces, eye color, and everything like that, I think that would be just one key. That's all I was asking. That's that one little simple thing. If you make all the players look like now the helmets are coming off on the sideline, like, so, you know, like I was thinking, like, instead of the little circle around showing their last name, that they look so real that you wouldn't even have to put it right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And, I mean, you can totally tell the difference between players that we get real 3D head scan data from.
Right.
So you look at a Donovan McNabb in our game who looks flawless, and you know, so we have to try and get all those guys, and you can only get so many.
I think we only got 10 new guys this year.
It's just a logistical problem.
Yeah, it's a really tough issue, but I think we have Matt Ryan, a lot of the Chris Johnson, Matt Forte, a lot of the key superstars from last year that really broke out. We wanted to make sure we got their heads, scanned in this year.
Oh, okay.
Eventually,
you just try to get everybody else in, or
yeah. What we used to do is we would go to the Pro Bowl and the Rookie Symposium each year,
mm-hmm.
and so that would kind of guarantee us to get the best players. The rookies, we would get most of them that would show up, and then the Pro Bowl, you get at least the superstars. Some of them would decline, which I always thought was kind of a jerk move. Hey, easy, Phil. The issue there is now it's so hard to get all those guys together. We used to be able to do that. Now it's a lot harder to get them all together. And I totally agree because, you know, I'm a Titans fan, I'm a Giants fan. And when you see like a Kerry Collins who doesn't even have a head that's scanned, it's a letdown because he just looks like a random person.
At the
very least, you want those guys, Flacco, Kerry Collins, starting quarterbacks, you want to look good. It sucks to see Tony Romo look perfect, and then Kerry Collins looks like a random dude off the street. So.
Right, yeah.
Unless you're a Tony Romo fan.
Right. Giants fan sucks.
As far as all the new equipment goes, that was a big focus of this year, to get the colored cleats in the game, to get the secondary colored gloves and the wristbands. And some of that stuff's really subtle and pretty hardcore, but it makes a big difference when you can see Keith Bullock out there with red gloves on. Or you can see Brandon Marshall with orange gloves. Before, he only had blue. Every player on the Broncos had blue gloves when they really wear blue and orange. So now, you know, we not only added, I think, 6 or 7 new face masks, I think 2 different helmet styles, and I think 2 different types of gloves. So, like, we literally tried to add a lot of equipment, and, it literally every single stage of the game, we're trying to add more and more equipment, and, you know.
There's
always something we don't have, obviously.
Right. That's very awesome. But if y'all could just do that, if y'all could try to get all the players on there and make them look as real, that's the only thing, you know, kind of like missing from the piece from the game. Everything else, you know, I know eventually, you know, is gradually going along. Like, some people complain about the running animations, but, I mean, that's not a big deal to me. It's just, you know, everything seems good, though, and all the little things that y'all added to the game, it looks real good, and I know it's going to keep on getting better. So I just wanted to add that in. I see y'all guys, you know, we see y'all working on how y'all do it, because it's really, you know, and it's a good, you know, I'm going to keep on supporting EA and just – I just called to give you that feedback, and I hope eventually, you know, all the players won't decline, and the game just keep looking more real.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, appreciate the love.
All right, no problem.
All right. Yeah, I'll tell you, when the first screenshots were released, that was the buzz of the community. When we started looking at the details and, you know, the gloves and the towels, I think it was Roethlisberger, you know, one of the first screenshots, and it was like, whoa. And we felt like if you were, you know, back a couple of years ago, there was a release with the Donovan McNabb and kind of here's what next gen's going to look like, you know, and it felt like, okay, maybe we're there now, because you can really see that you guys paid such close attention to detail even more than last year. It was just, it was evident.
Yeah, you can definitely attribute that to guys like Donnie and Mike Young, these guys that no matter what, every single tiny detail is the biggest issue. And I think that that attention to detail is what's needed. That's what put EA Sports on the map. That's what made us into the big company we are, is that attention to detail, the it's in the game mantra. And, you know, Mike's love for the Steelers and making sure that even Big Ben's helmet number is on the single stripe. I mean, those types of things may not matter to a lot of people, but they also can ruin a game for the biggest Ben Roethlisberger fan. So I think it's you got to have the right type of people to pick that stuff out, and I think we've got them.
That's great. That's great. All right, I think we got our Hartford caller back. Let's see, 860, gentleman from Hartford. I see you called back in. Let's give it another try.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
But, going back, yeah, great job, you guys, on the new Madden. I mean, like I said, I've been, you know, a Madden fan for years. Huge Cowboys fan. Been a Cowboys fan since 11. But everything that I see, like, you guys are, like, on point this year. It was like I can't look at anything bad. I'm like, wow. But quick question about the fight for the fumble.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And I wanted to ask you guys, did you do a QB sneak minigame? Is the same? Like, you know how when the real QB sneak, is that a minigame also?
No, we didn't do that. That actually did come up. Same thing with, like, onside kicks. A couple of different areas came up after we had the minigame in and working. The main thing that happened with the fumble pileup was really just a lot of iteration and back and forth. So we didn't end up applying it to everywhere else. We got a lot of community feedback that people were going to hate it. They didn't want it. They wanted to let the computer take over. And so we spent our time making sure that that feature really was done to the highest level of polish that we could before we added it to other ones. So it's a great area for the future if people dig this year. You know, if they end up really liking that fight for the fumble type mechanic, then we could apply it to all kinds of other areas. We could do jump balls. All right. We could do field goal kicks. We could do goal line dives. It was just really, this was our first test, and it's a tough sell. You know, our hardcore audience wants everything to be pure football, and they don't want to have anything taken out of their hands in terms of a button mash or a mini game.
But in reality, right, you never had control over the,
you
know,
didn't before
getting
anyway.
The fumble anyway, so right, yeah. So now you actually probably have more control, which is the funny thing about it. Yeah.
So we'll all see right, how right. it's received. Play it by ear from there, I think.
Yeah, so right. Did you guys fix the I noticed, like, in some of the E3 videos I've seen where people are playing, like, I've noticed when they do the fight for the fumble, the team that loses,
loses
jump up like they won, like they won the fumble.
Yeah, we fixed that. That was definitely a bug at E3, so that's fixed now.
Yeah, I was looking. I'm like, wait a minute, they lost the fumble. I mean, what are they doing?
All right.
Everything looks great, and I'm loving it. I can't wait. One quick question. This is the last. Will the demo feature all the new, you know, features and presentation and all that stuff for the, you know, the? Because I pre-ordered mine, and they'd say I should receive mine. I guess mid-July through email the download code. Will that show everything that you guys put into the game this year in the demo?
They're two very different demos. The one, if you did GameStop, right? Is that the one you
right.
pre-ordered?
Right.
Yeah, the GameStop demo is the Super Bowl game, so it's like a full Super Bowl presentation. We kept out the Super Bowl celebration at the end because we wanted to kind of save the final product, but you'll get a lot cooler experience. The normal demo, the non-pre-order one, is, you know, Giants Cowboys, which maybe you would actually prefer that one being the Cowboys fan, but the shorter game. And it also, it's more about, the majority of the presentation is telling you what's in the game. It's really saying, hey, did you know about this feature? Did you know about that feature? Whereas the pre-ordered one, we know you bought the game already. We're trying to show you all the cool stuff to get you excited for the game, that kind of thing. So you're going to get a pretty good experience with the Super Bowl demo.
All right. Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
Good work. Already looking for Madden 2011.
See you August 14th.
All right. All right.
Thank
thanks you. For calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, another question as far as the demo goes, and I got this question pre-approved too. When will the GameStop demo be available?
Phil Frazier.
Yeah, we're not ready to announce a specific date quite yet, but we are targeting sometime late July. So for those getting codes mid-July, you shouldn't have to wait too long.
Okay.
There will be an announcement with a date coming soon.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
That's
good one.
All right. And let me also just remind everybody, and I can tell by the activity that everybody knows, but just got to be a good host here, that we are live on the Madden Voice. We are live here with Ian Cummings, Donnie Moore, Phil Frazier from EA Sports. They have been gracious enough to give us some time to talk about the Madden NFL 10 game due out August 10th at a retailer 14th. Near 14th. You. I mean, I'm sorry. Madden NFL 10 due out August 14th. At a retailer near you. If you want to call in, and the phone lines are jammed, so you may have to call back in if you can't get through, 347-838-9525. Catch me on Twitter, the Madden Voice. Catch me on AOL, EAFL Commissioner. And we will try our best to get your question answered. Question that I had, and this was actually my question that also got approved. I love saying that.
You don't have to say
it. Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't have to say it anymore? All right.
At the end of it, give us your best shot.
We can take it.
Be careful. All right, be careful, because these guys can get tough. But
we can't. Phil can't.
God, I want to just spend one day with you guys, man. You guys are too much fun. I'm a banker, man. These bankers are boring people. Let me tell you, it is just dry.
No kidding.
But they make a lot of money, so I deal with it. But
we don't.
patching the game after release, you know, there's usually within the first month or two, you know, just because we're talking a computer program here, you know, there might be a bug or something here and there, and the ability to patch the game after release, is that going to be a part of the Madden NFL 10 game?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that we can patch the game is great, but the reality is not everybody has their consoles connected online at this point. I think right now we're seeing a little over half of our buyers that have an online connection. So, you know, we have to work really hard to ship a game that doesn't need a patch. You know, it's fun to play right out of the box. And really the patch for us is really an opportunity to look at some of the community feedback and try to address it as best we can. So, you know, there are certainly times when we have to release a day one patch to fix a crash or something, and quite frankly, a lot of the stuff we fix would never even be noticed anyways, but, you know, when we submit to Microsoft and Sony, they like to pull the cables and pop off the hard drives while doing a lot of different things at the same time, and sometimes we fix issues like that. But it definitely is nice to have the flexibility to release the game, see what people think about the various aspects of gameplay, and then, you know, kind of tweak it so that the game's a little more fun. I mean, there were some pretty big fixes that we did last year when we patched the game in September that I think really extended the life of Madden for a lot of our fans.
Okay, excellent. And a quick shout-out to all you NCAA fans. That game's dropping in a couple of weeks. And if you want to get a head start on understanding a little bit about that game and to get your NCAA on, as we say, go to NCAAstrategy.com, NCAAstrategy.com. If you're a college football head, check that site out. You'll love it. All right. That's a free announcement. I don't get paid for those. That's free. That's on the house. All right. Let's go to the chat room. Got a lot of questions coming through the chat room. And let's see. This one looks like a good question. So this is from a gentleman in the chat room by the name of Columinati. I kind of like that name.
Columinati. Like that. A little Tupac fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Will height still be a factor on deep passes down the field, or will smaller wide receivers like Smith or Santana Moss be more effective? If you played Madden 09, you could get one of the elite small wide receivers on deep throws. Did you guys look into that?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see a lot of the changes we made to catching and receiver and DB play were really just to try to make it a lot more realistic. So I think what you see a lot maybe in the previous game was that you could stop on a dime and jump up and kind of rocket catch. So I'm not going to commit to say that rocket catching is gone, because our you know, there's 8 million people out there that will try to do it, and they might find some way. But the main thing is we changed the way our momentum works for our players, and we changed the catch animations a lot as well. So, I mean, you're going to see a lot more over-the-shoulder catches. You're going to see guys catch the ball in stride. And when they're running full speed, they can't jump straight up and do anything crazy. So ideally, we've made that into just a lot more realistic system. If you got Steve Smith and he gets behind a guy that's in man-on-man coverage, then he's going to burn him. as long as your quarterback has the accuracy to put it where he needs to. I mean, that was another change as well. So it's a tough question to answer because I don't really know exactly what people are doing once the game shifts and they get in practice mode for 20 straight hours. But I do think that we've, at the core, changed a lot of those systems so that it's not Band-Aid stuff. It's really like momentum is there, and you have to slow down to catch the ball. And there's all these other kind of issues, and defensive backs can't jump 10 straight feet up into the air without stopping. You know, all those kinds of things are help alleviate all those problems.
Gotcha. Good answer. Question about running. Will there be any cuts in the game from the preview to players make no cuts? Like they're not able to go northeast or northwest. Has the animation for running been improved?
I think it has, but I mean, this is a really tough area to tackle. So one thing that we did change, and this was based on a lot of the community day stuff, is that when you're not sprinting, it's a very different set of animation. You know, you get a lot more cuts, you get a lot more planting. And when you're sprinting, you have just more of like leaning and curving. And so people see a lot of the videos online and they're like, there's no cuts. Well, it's like people are sprinting. And so we tried to make it so while you're sprinting, it takes you a long time to turn. You know, if you want to try and turn 90 degrees, it's going to take you 6 or 7 yards maybe. Whereas if you let off of sprint, you're now in a more controlled state and you can make cuts and plants and little hop steps and shoulder shakes and stuff like that. But you don't see that often in the videos because I think the majority of people capturing are just holding sprint the whole time. So do I think it's perfect? No, but I think it's way improved than anything we've ever done. So it's something we'll continue to improve upon. So there are cuts, but it's typically not when you're sprinting. If you are sprinting, you have to change directions very drastically in order for the guy to plant. Otherwise, he's going to try and veer or curve is the way I call it, you know.
Gotcha.
Let me just say, from a standpoint of running the ball, you don't want to be banging on the speed burst button at all, you know, 100% of the time. It's something that maybe, you know, your expert guy knows about, and your guy that plays Madden and runs the ball well, he knows how to do that. But your common guy might not know instinctively to not hit the speed burst at all times. It's something that you need to use situationally when you have that burst of, you know, that open field. So I think, to me, it's all about mastering that and mastering when to hit juke, when to hit spin, when to stiff arm, and when to use all of the moves, not just the speed burst.
And that makes a lot of sense. I agree with that fully. Let me bring on a longtime supporter of the Madden Voice and a guy pretty well known in the Madden community, Madden Nation contestant, and hardcore gamer, K-Star. Is joining us. K-Star, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, it's good to be here. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, first off, I just wanted to say, from watching the E3 videos and everything else, it seems like you guys are doing a fantastic job in how the game is looking and how it's being played. So I want to congratulate you guys so far on the good work because, you know, watching the board at Operation Sports, I see they're ridiculously kind of hard on you guys on some very picky things they want to, you know, complain or bitch about. But I wanted to, you know, first get that off my chest. But
hey, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. And basically, this is just a little generic question, and it doesn't really, you know, affect the game whatsoever. But I was just curious because I was watching some of the videos. Like, I remember watching Ian Cummings' video, the Titans versus the Ravens, which, you know, he was the Titans. You know, I think that was the first full-length video. And I remember seeing him, you know, use a catch with Justin Gage. And like I said, it's a subtle question, but is there going to be a user catch icon like it was, you know, before or like, you know, how there's a user pick icon? Because I did see that. I was just curious if there's going to be, like, a user catch, you know, icon flash or anything of that sort.
We removed almost all of those except for user pick. I kind of wish we had kept user catch because that one is big, but I think the design decision at the beginning was really like we'd gone overboard and we'd making them not special anymore. You know, we turned
right.
them into not big moments. And so user catch, I think you could argue the point that we could bring back. But you see all the, like, user tackle, user stiff arm, user tackle for loss, user strip. They ended up being, like, when user pick first came in, and was it Madden 03?
405.
Three or four. It was like an awesome moment, you know. It was this really cool experience.
I did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
You know, I really did it. And then once we added everything, you got hit with them every play.
Watered it down, probably.
Watered it down. So we wanted to rip everything out and kind of start back over and just hit you with the core stuff. And we had some pretty cool designs to make it even bigger, but we ended up just going, yeah, in the ticker it just says user pick, and that's all you got. So it's a good question, though.
Okay, cool. And another question I had was, you know how you guys reduced the speed a lot to make it a more sim experience. My question was, you know, guys like Heinz Ward or BJ's from Zyda who are slower, do you think, you know, like it's kind of like with Steve Smith with him being small, do you think those guys will be now more effective than, you know, they were before against the jam and everything else and, you know, just being capable of Madden receivers as well as being good real-life receivers?
Well, there's two things there. Like the speed of the game in general, you know, we've kind of tweaked back from 09. It's about 97%, I believe, from default from 09's level. So that's almost a separate issue. The whole speed across the game, and I'm not talking about, like, player speed ratings. I'm talking about, like, the feel of the game has been, like, you know, taken back to a level that you now have control and you can have the ability to make moves and you're not quite reacting in, like, fast-forward motion. Your issue about, you know, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Heinz Ward, and all those kind of, you know, receivers or skill position players that aren't necessarily, fast and whatnot, they are still taken care of in all of their other aspects. So Heinz Ward is going to be able to break almost any press. He's going to be able to catch over the track, you know, over the middle. If you throw the ball to him in front of, like, two linebackers, he'll catch it where Bernard Berrien is going to drop almost every one of them. So we've really tried to, you know, hit that type of balance with the strengths and the weaknesses. Obviously, like you said, Houshmandzadeh and Hines aren't known for their speed. They're not going to break 90-yard runs and outrun, you know, all the DBs, but they might be able to stiff arm and break some tackles, and obviously they're going to route run and catch better than almost anyone else. So we've really tried to, you know, capture that, and I think we've done a real good job this year. I mean, trust me, Houshmandzadeh, like, when I'm playing the game, I was playing the online franchise with the Falcons, had Roddy White, who's obviously a physical, and he's a across-the-board type of weapon, and then you had Michael Jenkins, who's obviously, you know, tall, more of a possession type guy. I mean, I used Jenkins all the time because he was just bullying the little corners that were on him, and he was getting open really quick. Now I wasn't sending him down the, you know, sideline on streaks, but I was using him with ins and drags and things like that, taking advantage of his strengths.
That's great. And I guess another question I had was, I know last year, and I believe Madden 04 made his debut with a playmaker. I was curious if that's still in the game or if you guys decide to do away with it. Or, it, you know, I was just seeing because I was curious and seeing the videos. And, again, yep. I was just curious if that's going to be, you know, still in the game.
It's a sad day, but it's gone.
Oh, no.
I think that was my first feature I was a designer on Madden 04. And
what's
it's
that?
A sad day. That was a... Phil and me and a couple other people were, that was my first year as a designer on Madden too. So, but yeah, QB avoidance felt a lot more fitting there, and that's what is happening on the right stick. We could have kept it around as some kind of complex, weird mechanic, but, you know, left trigger plus right stick or something like that, but that kind of went against our mantra of really cleaning up and going back to the core, so.
Right. And,
all right.
You know, as far as the right stick goes, but quick question again. As far as the quarterback avoidance, like, you know, are guys like Ben Roethlisberger going to break more tackles than, like, a Peyton Manning? And does the, you know, ratings reflect that? And do you think it's something that will be overused? Or do you think it's, you know, it's added the right sim, you know, profit of what it should be?
I definitely don't think it's overused. I think it's so risky. A lot of people end up in the Madden universe will end up just trying to go for the pass anyway. They won't try and buy themselves extra time. But, yeah, it's definitely tied into ratings. Roethlisberger can do it quite well. Garcia, not so much, you know.
Right. Cool.
So.
All right, let me get some other questions in here. I'm not sure how Corn, but hang around, Cornstar. We have some other business to attend to, so hang around. Now listen, how you guys set for time? I don't want to get. I mean, I'm a greedy guy, but I respect the fact that you guys have lives and things. We've been on for about an hour. How we looking for time?
I got a few more minutes in me.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right.
It's almost my bedtime, though.
We're ready for rapid fire on anything, you know, whenever you guys want to throw that at us. We don't care.
All right, here we go. Question from the Madden Lab again. This is a guy by the name of D-Lots.
How exactly is the adaptive AI feature going to work in a human versus human game? Are the defender's assignments going to change by themselves if someone keeps running the same play over and over again?
Yes. Yes, they are. It does work in human versus human games. It's not as pronounced. But you end up seeing, you know, the way adaptive AI works is if it picks up on a tendency that's very pronounced and very effective, it does things like not only, so the computer, what they would do is call hot routes or change their play calling. So we rely on you as the user to do that on your own. But what it also does is help some of the ratings, like, you know, the guys may get a quick play recognition boost when he sees that play again. So that means he's just going to react a little bit faster. Did our TV just go off? Yeah. So, yeah, it does work in human versus human games. It doesn't work as in-depth as human versus CPU because it does rely on you. If he's throwing 100 flat passes and you're not hot routing guys to the flats, it's not going to do that for you. So, but it will make the DB smarter if you do put him over there.
Gotcha. How about is it in the game or will it ever be considered to be brought back? This is on-the-fly audibles. The question is, in previous Maddens, it was there, and is it something that might be brought back?
So is this the save the audible out as you see it in play call, that one?
I believe that's the case.
Yeah, that's an awesome feature. It's not in there this year, but I agree. It would be nice to bring back. It's always this tough balance of these kind of ultra-hardcore features, like – if there's 5 million people, how many do you think – I'll put this on you. How many people do you think would use that feature?
If there were 5 people, how many out of 5?
1 million.
5 million Madden gamers, how many would use
million?
On
oh, God. Bubbles? Yeah. Being honest.
1,000?
Yeah.
1,000?
Yeah, you're right.
10,000?
You're right. Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're probably – well, I mean, maybe 100,000. So if you're talking about 5 million – yeah, I'd say 100,000. If you're talking about 5 million, then, yeah, that's tough.
So if it's 100,000, that's cool, you know, and we can argue for that because we do want to make those features that are very realistic. When we put that in, it was actually after we had talked with Darren, what was his name, the coach's Colts guy. It was a Colts assistant coach that came in here and talked to us and told us how Manning did his audible system. Like they went into the huddle and they basically picked 3 audibles in the huddle. Quality control coach. I can't remember his name. And so we were like, holy crap, that's an awesome idea. We could do that for the user. They could pick their audibles and assign them right there at play call. But again, I think the usage of that is so small that when you balance it out, it's a real tough sell to try and make sure we do it. So I want to bring it back. Believe me, I'm one of those 100,000. And so I tend to win those arguments too, luckily enough. So I think you'll see it in the future. I don't know when.
Okay. All right. And I'm gonna go. And I think we can, since you know I don't wanna wear out my welcome here. This will be the last call and probably the last question for this show. And we have with us from the Madden Lab, Gambino is on the line with us.
Hey. two feature related questions. Things that have been in the game in the past that haven't been there recently that I'm really hoping will be in the game this year or maybe next year. Formation shifting on offense and man lock on defense. Especially the man lock on defense. I mean, right now it's pretty easy to read pre-snap, whether it's, you know, man or zone based on the the corner's positioning. Is that something you guys have talked about or will it be in the game this year?
So we definitely talked about the man lock. I remember, you know, I was on the team when we put that in that for that same issue that you could kind of pretty easily give away man or zone. Again, that same exact argument, I'll put it to you. How many people out of 5 million do you think used that?
5 million. No, I have no idea.
Damn it. All right. You're about it. So not that that's a correct argument because I know that our hardcore fans are the ones that are going to push this game, right? And I don't want to use that as an excuse. I just want to say that it's a balancing act. You know, this is our first year taking over these reins, so deciding on to do online franchise or man lock audibles is always where it ends up coming down to this year. So I want something like that in. I know that I talked to the gameplay guys recently, and they had some thoughts on how to do it easy. The mechanic before was kind of clunky, wasn't it? Like a R click in the play call screen, something
like
that.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of odd. So I think we could think of a better way to do it and do it just as cheap. So I think it'll come back. I don't want to act like just because a lot of people won't use it, it won't ever come back. I think it will. And I know it's important to the guys that play competitively as well. So, and then what was the other one?
Formation shifting on offense.
Yeah, so shifts.
That led to a ton of glitches, but
that's exactly the answer that I was going to say. And that one was such a headache. And the main reason we did it was because of that huge explosion in those types of offenses. And they don't even really do it much anymore, where they come out in like a spread and then like they used to call it, the Bucs' coaches were here.
Gruden did it all the time.
Explode. You line up in an I and you explode into a five wide. And
yeah,
they don't really do that anymore. The Rams and Bucs were the teams that were doing it all the time. So that's been the reason why we haven't brought it back, was just A, the bugs that it caused. I mean, formation shifts was the cause of
big
giant fatigue fiasco in 05. And then, you know, obviously the fact that it's not really as prominent anymore in NFL offenses. But again, I would love to have it back. That was another one that I worked on that I loved the feature, because it was really cool how you could disguise your offense, but it just,
yeah,
that's why. Anywho.
All right, Gambino, thanks for the questions. All right.
Thanks,
listen, you know, the phone lines are jammed, the Twitters, the messages coming through. You guys have been extremely generous with your time, and you know, we just hope that maybe sometime between now and the release of the game, maybe we can do this one more time. You know, I'll certainly try to reach out and see if there's an opportunity to try to get you guys back one more time before the game comes out. Clearly the interest is just staggering, that people are just cannot wait for this game to come out. I think it's the highest level of interest that I've seen ever for the Madden NFL series. So kudos to you guys, all the hard work that you've done, all the great features that you brought in, and also just kind of as a community guy, I think let me be one of the first to say thank you to all of you for really going out of your way, coming on this show, the blogs, the forum posting that we've seen, really almost like full disclosure on the things that you've done, and that's just been so helpful for all of us waiting for the game to come out. The communication level has been off the chain. I mean, it's been phenomenal, and we want to acknowledge you guys and thank you for all of that.
Awesome, we appreciate it. We're actually looking at your chat room right now, and there's like some guys hate us right now. It sucks.
Yeah, well.
Newton seems a little upset. I think I noticed that as well. And the one thing I wanted to point out for guys like Newton is that it's not that we're focusing on the mass market or that we're focusing on the hardcore, but we're trying to add features to every aspect of the game. You know, there are a lot of people that play Superstar mode. There are a lot of people that play Franchise mode. There's a lot of tournament guys out there. There's a lot of online guys out there. We're trying to add things that would make everybody, you know, want to go out and pay $60 for a game, regardless of what area they play, you know, what area of the game that they actually do play. So, you know, we're definitely aware of the various people that play Madden and the things that they want. And, you know, my guess is that, you know, at some point we'll get to these more hardcore features, but it's definitely a balance act that Ian and the design team kind of have to pull off. You know, do we do online franchise, or do we do Superstar mode? And sometimes you just got to make decisions that not everybody's going to agree with. But I think this year we've got a really well-balanced, complete package. You know, from Franchise mode, getting some nice presentation upgrades, and Josh Lumen really tuning the experience to be a fun mode in itself. We've got, obviously, online franchise and online co-op and online. We've got great presentation, a lot of really cool gameplay elements that I would argue do appeal to tournament players, especially like with defensive assignments, stuff like that. I think it's really the complete package this year, and we don't have everything fixed, but I think we're on our way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and you know, I hate it. People always get to me on this, is that I end up focusing on the negative. But you know, a guy like Maddenology on your forum right now, it drives me nuts that we can't please everyone. Believe me, I wish that there was better answers. You know, I'm not going to try and put positive spins on features that are missing, but you know, we're trying to do the best we can. If you go back and you look at our feature set, it's very geared towards a hardcore Madden fan and a loyalist. It's not geared towards 7-year-old kids and try and get them to play Madden. I mean, it's very much as focused as much as we can. If tip passes was a big deal, That took like a matter of hours to fix. It's not like we could have taken that out and right. and added in formation shifts, for example. So, you know, we're doing as much as we can, believe me, and it drives me nuts that we can't please everyone, but that's the way it is, right?
Yeah, and you know, quite frankly, I mean, you know, just the Madden-tology guys, I threw them out of the chat room because, I mean, I don't have a problem. Well, you know, hey, if you don't agree with something or you don't like something, that's fine. But when you guys, when anybody resorts to screw this, screw that, and insults and stuff, there's no need for that. You know, I mean, there's absolutely, everyone has a right to opinion, First Amendment, yeah, we get it. But do it in a respectful way. Do it in a polite way. You know, we're trying to provide, I mean, you guys are gracious enough to give us over an hour of your time tonight, and we're trying to present things in a positive way and to just show that, I mean, every year on Next Gen, this game is getting better and better, and that's just the bottom line. And if guys, they have an issue with that, well you know what, maybe you guys can't say it because you work for the company, but I can say it, then move on and play a different game. I mean, you know, you guys are going to sell 5, 6, 10 million of these games. And what we want to do is just offer a platform for people to get some of the answers to some of their questions and to talk directly to you guys, the brains behind the game. And if guys do not like what they're hearing, then just leave the chat room and, you know, go watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. But don't come in at inappropriate. There's no need for that. And everybody that knows me knows I don't play that. You know, I run a tight ship, and, you know, we're not going to get into disrespecting any guests on the Madden Voice. So,
I'll tell you guys, for all the critical, you know, the guys that want to make Madden, you know, their game and want all their features in the game, the more you can come across in a, you know, a balanced, you know, fair manner and still get your point across, I'll tell you what, that is going to make your point a lot. It's going to hit home, and it's going to actually reach up to the levels of Ian and Phil and everyone else. When it comes across as almost professional, when it's in all capital letters, and every other thing is an asterisk and it's a cuss word, those notes don't probably get to us. But I'll tell you what, the guys that spend the time and really want to make Madden better, we listen to those guys and they have our ear if they know what they're talking about.
Yep.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I could not. I mean, I think that's a great way to end the show. And again, I'm gonna throw the tease out there. I'm gonna try again and contact your people and see if we can get you back. Hopefully, maybe one more time. On the Madden Voice before the game drops. You know, Ian, Donnie, Phil, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are excited about the game, and you know, guys, we appreciate you coming on. And you know what? Thanks for coming on and being on the Madden Voice.
Right. Keep doing what you're doing, Commissioner T. Guys like you help keep this thing alive, man. So keep doing it. Keep it up, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
We'll do, man. Appreciate the kind words. You guys all take care.
See ya.
All right.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Guys.
Bye.
See you, Phil.
See ya.
I'm kicking your ass tomorrow.
Later, man.
All right.
See you guys.
All right. All right, that was Ian Cummings, Donnie Moore, Phil Frazier. As promised, the Madden Voice once again delivers. And you know what, guys, I apologize. There were a lot of good questions that we just couldn't get to. And my apologies to people that were on hold and couldn't get to your call, people that submitted questions on the forums and we didn't get your question answered, people in the chat room that had questions and sent me direct questions, people on Twitter. The response to this was just outstanding, and I think you heard them say at the end that they would come back on the show again. So sometime in July, maybe the middle or late July, we will get them back on the Madden Voice. And we'll do this one more time, and maybe we'll see if there's a way we start maybe an hour earlier. I know they're all on the East Coast, so maybe if we started an hour earlier, maybe we can get a little more time out of them to address everybody's questions. But you know, and I also want to just kind of reiterate the way we ended their segment. You know, I as the host of this show and all of the people that go to make the Madden Voice, we appreciate all of the support out there from the community. But let's keep it positive, guys. You know, we've got, you know, we are all in this Madden thing together. And when we have the producers and the developers of the show on here, let's show them some respect. And some of the things in the chat room, and I appreciate the callers. All the callers were great. Appreciate the live callers, good questions, compliments. Appreciate that. Some of you guys in the chat room and stuff, I mean, you know, as you heard said, if you really want to get people's attention, and this is not just in the Madden world, but frankly, this is just in life in general. Sometimes it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And if you have a complaint or if you have an issue and you start off with the insults and degrading people and downgrading people, no one's going to listen to you. Even if you have a great point, you know, no one's going to listen to you. But if you articulate intelligently, express your concerns, you know, you have a better chance of getting someone to pay attention and hear you. You know, the loudest person in the room doesn't always get the attention, but the most articulate just might. So remember that. That's from me, Commissioner T. All right. Wow. Let's see. We still got Gambino. You still on?
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Let's bring Cornstar back on. Cornstar or K. You know what do I call you, man? Cornstar, K Star, Pat.
Ollie Quick.
What's that?
Ollie Quick.
You call me
Ollie Quick. Ollie Quick.
You call me Ollie Quick. Don't matter. You know, K Star, Ollie Quick. It's whatever.
Cornstar.
Not at all. All right. Hey, I think maybe the three of us can just kind of debrief on some of the things we heard there. But I think one of the things that was really interesting was the fact that they were real hesitant to commit to the rocket catch being gone. And we've heard numerous reports, people from E3 and what have you, saying no rocket catch. But I got to appreciate their frankness to say, well, you know, we're not gonna necessarily say that it's gone, but we will say that there's some animation. Different things. I think that was pretty interesting.
I think
from what we've seen, it seems like it's pretty much, you know, 95% eliminated. I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult to pull off from what I understand.
Yeah, I think that from what I've seen and heard, it seems like it's gone from the E3 videos and, you know, just. From what I've been hearing, and what they made it out like, they come to play it safe and not, you know, rule out anything because, I mean, they pretty much nailed it on the head. We're going to be in the lab. People are going to be looking. You know, like, there will be plenty of people in, Madden 09 one-hit wonders, especially, who will be looking to curl a rocket right away. You know that's going to happen. And you know, they're going to try, and other people will, to find a way to rocket. So, I mean, maybe they think they're eventually one could be found, or they just don't want to commit to anything because they know how rigorous and I guess how hard we go as tournament players to find these things. So
sure.
I don't know. It seems to me like from what I've been hearing and from what I've been seeing that the physics are kind of like PS2, and in PS2 you couldn't really rocket catch unless the straight button was there, and there's no straight button to my knowledge that's in the game. So I'm not sure how. Know it would be able to be pulled off, or how easy it would be. I think if anything, it'd be very difficult. And I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens a couple of months from now.
Sure. Let me also say, in case Ian, Phil, or Donnie listen to the playback and keep listening, I just got a PM from Maddenology, who is apologizing for his conduct in the chat room and understands that how he went about it was inappropriate, and he is offering an apology. So I think that's great. You know, it takes a big man or big person to realize that they were wrong and how they conducted themselves, and he's stepping up and saying my bad. And so I just want, in case the guys are listening still or listen to the playback, I wanted to put that out there. Also, we have with us Coach K, who was also out on E3, and I meant to get Coach K on real quick right after Gambino, but we got caught up with all the other stuff. But Coach K, in case they're still listening or in case they hear the archive, I know you wanted to say something as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, hey, what's going on, Gambino and Cornstar? I just want to just thank them for doing such a good job at E3. I mean, they were there, just ready to answer anyone's questions, you know, the whole team that was out there. They answered basically any question that they possibly could when people approached them. So the same way that they're open here on this show and on the net with their blogs and all the other stuff, that's the same way they were at E3. I just wanted to give them some props on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I wasn't at E3, but I'll tell you, I've been thoroughly impressed. You know, each year we're always struggling to try to find out new features, And this year, it's really been an open door policy by the design and production team, and getting the answers to questions. I mean, these guys answered everything thrown at them. They were ready. You know, there was no hemming and hawing, and we're not sure, and we don't know. And you know, the only thing they couldn't tell us was the Madden 11 stuff. You know, but everything else, they were right with it. And the game's 6 weeks away, so I'm thoroughly impressed by their openness and willing to disseminate information. It was great. All right, let's see. Now, there's some guys that are still on the line. We still got a lot of callers. We still got a lot of people around. I don't know if people are still interested in talking about Madden NFL 10 without EA Sports on the line, because, you know, without EA Sports, it's like, okay, you're down here with K-Star, Ali Quick, and Gambino, me and Coach K, and we certainly can't hold a light to the design team. But, hey, we'll try. So I'm just going to go and see if any of these guys have questions that we might be able to answer or address, or something that was addressed. Maybe. So let's just get the call set up. 774 area code. Welcome to the Madden Boys.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Z-Farls here.
Z-Farls, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Questions or comments?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I missed the beginning part when they were talking right about online franchise, and I just didn't hear if there was going to be a fantasy draft or not.
There is.
There is, okay, good.
I remember reading that before, that when they announced the online franchise and everything, they also said that you could do like a fantasy draft, which is very cool. I think they'll get people to keep playing the game for a long time.
Yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun too, especially that you have to simulate each week if people wanted to do draft, have a big draft, and then just let it simulate through rather than play it out. You could play for some online bragging rights. But pretty much all the questions I had got answered. You guys did a great job, and just those guys are really nice to come on the show. What I was saying is that EA, you know, they have such a large company, they get a bad reputation like a Walmart or stuff like that, because they might not be able to individually address everyone's concerns. But, I mean, I don't see any other companies having weekly blog updates about what they're doing to improve their games and things like that. So for those guys to take the time, it's really great. And
yeah,
always
for that, D-Farls, I know you're pretty aware, but I mean, these guys answer a lot of stuff on Twitter, I mean, almost instantly too. So yeah, they're very accessible.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, you know, people think they don't care, but clearly they do, especially if they're gonna spend some of their own time, and it's just a great thing. So that's one way to build up community. Obviously we have a great forum here to address these issues, and these people, their EAFL is very well known, and they're really trusted in the community. So if we can just keep building up a big community and get a lot of respect, then I just think that it's going to eventually help the game grow and become great. So I got to run, but great show tonight, and thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Z4L.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night. Hey, they asked me about my league and whether we play for money. That was pretty interesting, huh?
I thought he wanted to get down in your league, man.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, maybe he's gonna send me a little PM and say, hey, you know, see, the thing about it, what's really funny about my league is I know I've already had guys contact me for Madden 10 saying they want to play, but they're going to play on the DL. So I'll know that they're in, and I'll know who they really are, but they don't want anybody else to know. And
I'm afraid they're going to go like that one guy who was like 0-80 or something.
Yeah, he was like 0-60.
52?
He won a game. Yeah, something like that before he finally won a game. Yeah, I mean, hey, anybody wants to come and join the EAFL, even the producers of the game, you guys want to come and get down, just contact me directly, and we'll arrange it. But that was pretty interesting. All right, let me go back to the phone lines here. And just to reset a little bit, it's 10:23, and we're set to go to 11 o'clock. Of course, we can go later if we need to, but if not, we'll end at 11 o'clock. We are going to take a couple of minutes to, you know, I'm going to try to say a couple of things about the Federation and the players rep situation based on some conversations that I've had over the last 2 days. Nothing deep and involved, but just a couple of things to throw out there. And we might get some other callers to come in and also comment on that as well. And we have Gambino on, and we have K-Star and Coach K. Let's get some of these questions. People have been sitting on hold for a while, and just see if there's any other questions or comments. 704 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. I don't know if it was addressed during the earlier segment, but I was wondering if anybody touched on like going for it on fourth down and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 20. Did they say that was going to be taken out of Madden 10 or not?
It wasn't addressed by the designers that I heard.
Okay.
But I mean, that's still something that I would imagine would be up to the individual players of the game if they wanted to do it or not.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
They might take that up for like a ranked feature online.
Right.
Like how they did all football. Like back in the day, they used to call it fair play, and like
right.
fourth and two or over, you couldn't go for it. But as far as
right.
head-to-head game, there's no way they could really justify taking that, I think, because it's up to the coach, the player controlling, you know, his team. That's kind of up to him, I guess, when to go for it and when to punt it and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, and I don't think they're – I don't think – this question did not get asked, but I don't think we're going to see hardcore ranked this year. So just as an aside, I don't think we're going to see it. So I think you guys are right. I think it's really going to be, you know, up to the gamers.
Okay. All right. That was my only question, folks.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. Moving along. Next caller, 417. 417 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. This is Newton.
Oh, what's up, Newton?
Not much.
You
like the popular guy.
Yeah, you got some love or hate.
Yeah, I just try to get some things answered other than, like, whether or not we could adjust the degrees to, like, 72 instead of 75, you know. But I guess the only thing I can really think of now, since they're not here anymore, is how do you guys think the no playmaking is going to impact the game?
I thought that was.
Go ahead, Gambino.
I was just saying that was always a feature that was a good bailout, you know, and actually, if you used it, you know, strategically well, then you could actually turn a negative into something real good. I'm personally disappointed that that's gone. I don't know what the replacement feature is with the quarterbacks being able to. I guess from what I understood from what they said, maybe buy some extra time or evade some type of pass rush. We'll find out when the game drops. I'm not sure, you know, how that plays out. I'm very unfamiliar with that at this point. So.
I was kind of worried about somebody if they happened to play like some fag D or something. I mean, before you could find the weakness and playmaker somebody into it, but now, I mean, people are just going to sit there with nothing. You're stuck on the routes you ran, so.
Coverage D.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, that may be an issue. I was thinking of that also. Well, there's no playmaker, then how do you consistently beat coverage defense? Well, I mean, I guess you just have to, you know, rely on your quarterback evade stick or whatever, or, you know, get to the yards on the ground with your quarterback, or just make an early read. And you know, you can't, you know, second guess your reads. I guess if you make your first read, you got to take it for what it is. And because if you miss that first read, then you're pretty much sucked into that coverage defense and kind of just. I'm sure the receivers are still going to run around. Just, you know, so I mean, it's not like they're just going to sit there and just, you know, stare at you or anything. But you know, I'm sure they'll still run around and everything.
One thing that seemed promising from what they said, instead of, you know, people looking for the Fred Gibsons or the Drew Bennett's or the Brian Finnerans of the world and just throwing it up to a big guy, it seems like some of the guys like Hines Ward may be a little bit more useful in those types of situations where they can get open and they can go over the middle and catch the ball in coverage. So that seems a little promising.
Yeah. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, I'm definitely hopeful for that. But at the same time, pretty positive that Paul Rack is still going to be beastly. So I'm just that's always going to happen. You know, it just it always will. But hopefully guys like Hines Ward and Hushman Zada, like they said, will still be effective, which, I mean, it sounds good. And hopefully it is. Pretty much the whole thing was before and the whole attributes, they never really got it right. Like, they got the attributes listed and everything, but they didn't really reflect that, you know, and how the receivers played or whomever. But now it seems like they put an extra effort into making sure that their, you know, ratings beat other ratings and actually reflect, you know, what they can do. And so hopefully that plays out as it should.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Any other
questions? Had guys like Steve Smith and Santana Moss that were, you know, perennial top 10 receivers that, you know, that there were, you know, 200 receivers in the game that were better than them. And that was never right as far as I was concerned.
Yeah. So they'll be good in crossing routes always.
All right. Newton, you all set?
Yeah, I'll just listen and see what's up with the Federation. That's really the only all other right. thing I had. So.
Okay, we'll be getting to that very
all right,
shortly. Thanks for calling in. All right, thanks. All right, next caller, 210 area code. Let's try that again.
Maxine.
210, here we go. 210 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's going on, guys? Maxine, representing the Madden School here. Great.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's going on, man? I didn't catch the early segment. I saw Ian's Twitter thing. But did he get into more detail about, like, whether the franchise, like, whether it's when, like, it's going to be the whole kind of format is going to be similar to what 2K offered when they had 2K5? Did he say anything about that?
Well, no. I mean, we certainly didn't make any reference to the 2K5 game. But they did make reference to the NCAA 09 online dynasty and made some comparisons there. But there were no references made to the 2K5 game.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I think that was how did you actually – they say they're going to come back again anytime, like next month or so?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't set a date, but I think the show went well enough and that they enjoyed themselves that we'll get them back on here again. And what I'm going to suggest with the overwhelming response we got from everybody, maybe we can start it an hour earlier and maybe they can give us a little bit more time. I'll suggest it. I mean, they've been very good about being open to the community, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I appreciate you guys actually bringing it on, and Ian Cummings put it on his Twitter to promote the EFL, which is kind of going to blow up your message boards even more, get more community. I mean, that's kind of neat and cool how we just, I mean, y'all directly got that communication going in. I mean, I kind of feel bad for you guys a little bit, man, because, I mean, Madden, I mean, I know he apologized, but the other guy that was like a nuisance that was being an idiot on the boards, you know, kind of make y'all look a little bit bad, but you know what I'm saying? What can you do? You're always going to have you can't please everybody. I think that's what they were trying to address at the end of the conversation when you guys were trying to say, you can't please everybody, man. So, you know, I just wanted to say, appreciate you guys bringing us into your house, actually, and letting us, you know, listen to you guys talk, you know.
Well, we appreciate thanks. That, and we appreciate the support, so thanks a lot.
No problem, guys. Keep it up, and, you know, let the countdown begin, man. Another month ahead.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, guys. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Take care. And first of all, we want to thank all the compliments and everything. And, you know, there's so much out there on, you know, a lot of talk on who's the number one show, the other Madden shows, my show, all that. I've just done with all of that. We're just here to do our show and try to do the best job we can for all our listeners. That's it. I wish all the other shows good luck. I wish them the best. And, you know, guys, do your thing. We're going to try to do ours. But, you know, the whole competition thing is played out to me. I wish them all well. We'll do our thing. And, you know, and we're just trying to do our part to help the community. We have the format that we have, and we like it, you know, and we're going to stick with it. And we do have a change that we will be announcing shortly that I think will only make the Madden Voice even better and probably answer some of the questions on our format. But we're not ready to announce that just yet, but that's coming in a few minutes. Back to the phones, I just, again, want to make sure that everybody who has a question can at least get their question
question on the air, even if it's not with EA Sports directly. And we now have a 443 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello, hello, Commissioner Gambino, this is Thurman.
Hey, Thurman.
Oh, Thurman.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had known that was your number, brother. I would have definitely got you on earlier.
Oh, no problem, no problem, man. Just was listening to the game, getting excited. Can't wait to get my hands on it. But just here, you know, for Madden Federation or any questions that, you know, that might arise that we can talk about.
All right, great. We're going to keep you right on. Let me just get a couple other questions, but we're going to keep you live. So we appreciate Thurman. And Thurman, tell everybody where you're from again for the people that don't know who you are.
Baltimore.
There you go. Baltimore. And the name of your club, your crew?
It's BB&G Events and BB&G Club.
All right, excellent, excellent. All right. Next caller, 440, and it's not Gambino, but 440 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Bobby or B-Tech?
Hello?
440-320.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, good. Who's this?
This is D-Lo's. I post on Madden Lab pretty regularly.
Oh, yeah. You have a question on there. Did you see that?
Yeah, I just got home from work about 10 minutes ago, and I'm not trying to make you guys repeat yourself, but did they actually answer the question I put up?
I got a question up there from you. Now I lost it. But one of your questions was about the adaptive AI.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
And your question was, how exactly is the adaptive AI going to work in a human versus human game? Are defender assignments going to change by themselves if someone keeps running the same play? And their answer was yes.
Wow, that's crazy. I just can see, like, somebody being able to exploit that big time if they keep, like, say they know for a fact the defender's going to switch to, like, a purple route or something, and I can get to see a big problem coming from there.
Well, they didn't say specifically that, like, the hot route itself would change, but they said, like, the AI would adapt itself kind of to it a little bit. Like, they'll be, like, players near the area which they're hitting will be more susceptible to, like, go out of their way to cover it more. I didn't really, at least from what I gathered anyway from listening, they didn't really say that, like, the hot routes or stuff would just come, you know, automatically. But they said that they would play those things a lot better and, like, kind of adapt to it a little bit. Not with playmakers, though, but, like, more so if a guy's near the area, he's been more inclined to, make a play on the ball if it's, you know, continuously, you know, going over there or whatever.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
He also made reference to the fact that it would play different in a human versus computer game as it would in a human versus human game. So.
Okay. What about the, did they talk about any of the missing free snaps, defensive adjustments from PS2, like the man lock or individual bump for receivers?
The man lock feature, and, you know, Ian referenced that as something that he originally worked on with the game, and it will not be in this year's game, but he is a fan of that feature, so who knows for next year.
I'm glad to hear that. What about, I just have always hated on PS3 just having to either choose to bump every single wide receiver or not bump every single wide receiver. I just love to see the individual coverage audibles come back, too.
That was not brought up at all, but, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a big feature.
I'm sure that if they don't get those features in, like, this year, then because it's, like, a new development team from PS2, they'll, you know, get those stuff in next year, definitely.
That sounds good. I don't want to take up everybody else's time, but I appreciate you guys answering my questions.
All right. Well, we appreciate you.
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers. Go Steelers.
All right.
That's the other buddy on the board, so go Steelers.
Yeah,
later, guys.
We got a Steelers fan from Naptown and a Steelers fan from the 440. It makes no sense.
Hey, I was born in Pennsylvania, man. I was born there.
Fair enough.
All right.
Later, guys.
Hey, all
right.
Hey, Commish.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask a question. Did they, I missed some of the show because I had to shut up my laptop. Did they bring back the man-to-man matchup where you could put your best defender against their best receiver where it was missing before? Did they bring it back?
Yeah, they said they did.
They said
the defensive assignments is back for the game.
Oh, that's right. They did say that. That's right. Yep. That's excellent. All right.
Okay.
I think the last unanswered question, a 317 area code, 317-657. Welcome to the Mad Boy.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, my name's Joe, and I'm from Indiana. I have a question about the Superstar mode. I've been playing it for about 3 or 4 years now, and last year you guys kind of didn't make any significant changes to it, and I've just been wondering if there's anything you guys added to it.
Huh, you know what, and we don't have the producers on. They signed off about 30 minutes ago, so we're trying to just get everyone's question answered. And we did not get to the Superstar mode, so what we will try to do is see if we can get an answer to that, and we'll see if someone can tweet. I know Ian is on Twitter as we speak, so maybe someone can tweet Ian that question, and we'll try to get it announced before we go off the air.
All right, cool.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate your support.
Uh-huh. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we've successfully gone through all the calls. Want to thank everybody. And let's see, chat room. There are questions about MLG rumors and the MCs. I know nothing. We will just wait and for some official announcement there. And the challenge system, that was not addressed on the show tonight, and maybe that's something that we can bring up on the next show. So, okay, that cleans up the chat room questions. And, all right, now somebody, and maybe it's me, there's a bad connection on the phone. Let me try, let's see. Yep, I think that is, let's see. Bear with me, guys, just trying to make sure. All right, who's 443? Is that you, Thurman?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of static from you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just muted you and it went away. Let me try again.
Yeah, I'm hearing some feedback. It has to be either me or Cornstar because I heard it before Thurman even came on the phone.
Well, I just muted Thurman. Do you hear anything? I hear some feedback, but I don't think the feedback comes through live. I think we only hear that in the chat room.
Okay.
But just a little bit of, let's try to unmute Thurman again. Is it? And maybe
nah,
he's the only one to hear it. Can you guys hear the Thurman stuff or not?
I hear Thurman. Yeah, I hear.
Okay.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah. I don't hear it as much when you're talking, so maybe we can get you talking. All right. We got about 20 more minutes, but we could go longer if the interest is there from the chat room and, you know, the Instant Messenger community or the Twitter community. And let me just one last time thank Ian, Donnie, and Phil for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Great, great show, great energy, great feedback. But let's change gears now, and let's talk a little bit about the Madden Federation. And I think the first thing that maybe, and we'll ask Thurman to address it, is on another show last week, there were a lot of things talked about with the players rep and bring it, and, you know, a lot of things were discussed. And Thurman, did you want to take a minute and maybe address some of the things that were talked about on that show?
Yeah, I can start off. I mean, it's when you're doing something like this, unfortunately, it's like having a bunch of things run around at one time and you're trying to grab them all. You just can't appease all the people all the time to exactly what's going on. It was just the Madden Federation was just set up to help the Madden community. Nothing else. This wasn't about people trying to get themselves richer or trying to make money. This is people just concerned with what's going on. And when we came towards the player side, we wanted a group of individual players who were kind of looked upon or looked up at in the community that would probably could come along and help us out to figure out to solve a lot of problems that we were having. It wasn't a thing of who's most popular, who's the darling of Madden, how many tournaments you won. I mean, this is just about solving some problems, and I think certain individuals have got it misconstrued that they aren't going to be represented or anything like that. It's really not the whole thing of them being represented, but if they're going to lend a hand to try to help out with some of the problems that we have with our tournaments and other things that go along, you know, it's not a position of stature where people are going to look at you in different kind of ways. It's a thing where we're going to be talking to you, and I don't know if those guys really realize what it's for. And I just can say that. And, you know, I just don't think they know what it's for.
Okay. Let me also bring on the phone A1, Madden Players United, West Coast. Welcome to the show, A1. A1.
Oh, man. I didn't mean to push one. I'm at the city council.
Oh, you pressed one. Okay.
City council meeting.
We're
going
to put you back on pause.
Yo, the worst city council member I've ever did see in my life.
This guy lives at the city council meetings. Okay. Let's also bring in LAB Productions. I think this is LAB Productions, if I'm recognizing the number. Is this LAB Productions?
804? Yeah, that's
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. All right, good. We have you on live.
I was just trying to catch the end of the show. I just got the movie in Transformers. Great movie. Anybody didn't see it, go see it.
All right. Well, I'm just bringing everybody on the phone. All right, did anybody want to piggyback or chime in on Thurman's comments?
No, I mean, I think he pretty much hit it on the head. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess I will add that you know, I think as a federation, it's been quiet the last several days, and there's a reason. There's some internal things going on to strengthen and to move forward. And so, if you guys don't hear anything for a few days, don't fear. You know, just you know, any group has to organize and make sure that things are heading in the right direction. And you know, I think that there are times that people might get excited, conversations are happening, and people get excited, and they run with it, and they probably should not run with it. They probably should hang tight and slow down a bit, and maybe the Federation, to a small degree or to some degree, was guilty of that, you know, running with things and not slowing down a bit. But I think everybody now has to take a deep breath and figure out how to make this thing happen, you know, between the Federation and the Players Association. And I'm certainly just one piece in a huge, huge puzzle. So, you know, don't run too far with my words. Just one person talking here. All right. Let's see. Now, I got an announcement to make. And, you know, I think it's the appropriate time to make the announcement. We still got a ton of listeners that are sitting on the edge of our seats. And wondering, you know, God, what can the Madden Voice do to follow up such a great show? And how do we keep this momentum going? We had a superstar lineup tonight, great energy. And what can the Madden Voice do to keep that energy going? And, well, you know, we've decided that there have been a lot of people that have messaged me, PM'd me, emailed me and said, Commissioner T, we like your show, but, you know, we really wish that you did things differently. You know, some have called me boring and dry, which is really funny because all my friends think I'm the funniest guy they've ever met, but I get on the show and they say I'm boring, I'm dry, I'm this, I'm that, and, you know, and I hear what everybody's saying, and I've taken in his feedback, and for the last several weeks I've been doing a underground search for a co-host. Who can I bring on the show so that people don't have to hear me for an hour or two or three to break up the show, you know, looking for a personality that I can add to the lineup and also, quite frankly, help me do some of the work here. You know, certainly Coach K is great at what he does, but even out of his own mind, he just doesn't really want to be a co-host, but loves the background stuff that he does for the show and does a great job, so we're going to let him keep doing that.
had conversations with different personalities, and I want to thank all of you who expressed interest. And say, for those of you who we couldn't come to terms but left the door open, let's see what the future brings. We can do 3 hours live, so that means with 3 hours live, I mean, theoretically, we can do three shows. We can do hour segments. I can do an hour, and we could have two other co-hosts do an hour each and really make the show very versatile to accommodate many different audiences. We did the EA Sports Tonight. We did the cell phone, which was our best-rated show ever. A lot of people are interested in that. And we're looking for new ideas. What can we bring to the community, not just Madden, but what else that you guys want to hear about video game-related that would be interesting? Anyway, we have found a co-host. We've hunted, we've searched, and we found one. And, you know, we went into the meeting room, and we beat each other up on terms, you know, and contracts were signed. And this guy is a Madden personality. He is a controversial personality, which is what I wanted. And he is a guy that will keep me on my toes, keep the show on our toes. And you guys are going to be really interested to tune in and hear what he has to say, because he cannot be bought. He cannot even be rented. He's his own person. And the guy that is going to be the new co-host starting our very next show on the Madden Voice is the one, the only, K-Star Ali Quick, the new co-host of the Madden Voice. Congratulations, K-Star.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys get Ali Quick uncensored, you know, so get ready.
And
I'll be
calling
you throughout the year. I'll be, you know, speaking my mind on all things Madden related and everything else, but, you know, I've always been an outspoken person, and you guys get that. And also my celebrations, we might actually have our own parades and everything on the show from when I win my tournaments, you know, throughout the year. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot to look forward to.
And I want you guys to know, with K-Star and Commissioner T, you have
a party.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Oh shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Alright, that's all I'm going to get you, because that line, I had to, and sorry if there's kids out there, I try to run a clean show, but that was the most appropriate song to play.
I thought you didn't like Tupac.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard, man. I heard I don't play the game, I heard I don't like Tupac, what else have I heard, man? I'm an instigator, I'm a troublemaker, I hear I get people banned from TML. I like to know how I do that, man. Last I knew, you and Duke run TML, but I get people banned from TML. I hear it all, man. But like Rod, NJ Rod said, man, you know, when people are talking about you, you must be doing something right, because, you know, you're getting everybody's attention. So I take it as a lot of love. But K-Star joins the staff of the Madden Lab. And let me tell you something. You guys know K-Star. I can't censor the guy. There's no way. He's not coming on here to do what I want him to do. He's going to do his thing. And if you think what you've heard on other shows is hot, maybe it is. Listen to those shows too. But you ain't heard nothing yet until you hear me and K-Star do what we're gonna do. It's gonna be off the hook. It's gonna be off the chain. And I can't wait. Can't wait.
Parental advisory may be required from this point forward.
We may have to step up the. It's ranked everyone right now. We may have to go to a mature audience now. I'm not sure.
There may be a little stamp next to the Madden Voice, a little PA sign on it. Parental advisory. Get ready.
That might be the case. That might be. All right. Listen, we got about 7 minutes to go. Anything else that we need to address or discuss? I feel like, I mean, it's hard to follow up the EA Sports guys. It's hard to follow up the announcement of K-Star. Any other unfinished business?
Now, I like to say congrats on the move. That was definitely a big move. You're definitely going to hit the tournament scene or community by storm with making that move, and I think it was a great move. Congrats, K-Star. Congrats, T. I'm looking forward to the next show, see how it all plays out.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm gonna have my Alizé ready.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, and on another completely separate note, man, Commish will be in Vegas July 8th to the 13th. No, I will not be performing. No, I will not be playing Madden, but I will be getting my party on. So anybody out there in the Madden world that's in Vegas, you know, send me a PM on TML, or I'm actually registered on all the sites as EAFL Commish, so just look for my name on any Madden site and send me a PM and let's get together, man. I got one tour guide already. I might need a couple more, so holla at me and let me know what's going on.
Oh, by the way, just for the record, it's already in the works. I'm going to be making a top 10 list of Madden 09 bums who must show me they're beyond Madden 09. We are going to go through a list. We're going to go through a list. We're going to check it twice. We're going to go through everyone's resume. It's going down.
Oh, man, this is going to be an exciting year, y'all. It's definitely going to be fun. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right.
One quick thing. Is the trip to Vegas, that's just party or a business trip?
No, this one's party, man. I went to Phoenix in May. That was business. So now my birthday was a week ago, and commission's getting old. So as a celebration, me and a buddy are going to Vegas, and this is just going to be party. It's going to be fun. Going to look to have a good time. You know, I'm just hoping to have a good time, man, you know, and enjoy
definitely.
Vegas.
Enjoy yourself, definitely. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. Sir.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, listen, you know, I think we've accomplished what we needed to accomplish tonight. Let me just make sure, because I think A1 hung up and came back on. So, A1, if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. I'm going to unmute you. You are unmuted, and if you're at the show,
I had to step out
real quick. Okay. Congratulations, Cornstar.
Yeah, thank you.
But I just want to make one comment, man. I was checking out this radio station last week, and you know they're talking about all these NFL players and all that yada yada shit they gonna have on their show and all that shit. This dude had the producers of the game on the goddamn show. I want to see that shit happen. I'm not going to mention any names, but I want to see that shit happen on another show. You know how much credibility this show has now, man? And I'm not even dissing the dude because he's one of my West Coast homies. But come on, man. It's in another league for you now, brother. And I want to say one more thing, but I'm not going to say it. About some other stuff, but I'm going to leave it alone. But I want to say congratulations, man, on the show. Congratulations, Cornstar. And I take the EA producers over every day over any NFL dudes. So I'm going to leave that alone, man, since we taking shots at each other now.
Well, if anybody knows A1, I didn't put him up to it. Everybody know A1 is a man of his own, speaks his own mind. Tried to get him to come on and be a co-host, but they don't have a rating high enough to censor A1, man. A1, you know, you got to have a triple X rating to get A1 on the show, and they don't have that on Blog Talk. So but we appreciate the love and the support, A1.
Yeah, plus I'm in the city council meetings every goddamn Tuesday anyway, so shit.
Oh, you have to be the worst city council member I've ever seen in my life. We don't even know why.
Shit, hey, man, they love me, man. Got to make money to be here.
Well, you know, our success is based on the support of the community, and that's really the bottom line. And it showed tonight. I mean, the chat room was packed. The phones were packed. The AOL was packed. Twitter was packed. I mean, it really is, you know, and this is why we do the Mad Voice. This isn't about my agenda or someone else's agenda. This is about what can we do that you guys want to hear. And, you know, every show has its format, and, hey, good luck to the other shows, whatever format they choose, whether it's serious, whether it's entertainment, whether it's a combination, football, NFL, tournament scene, whatever. Hey, good luck to you guys, really. I mean that. I know people don't think I mean when I say that. I think they think I'm selfish, just thinking about the Madden Voice. But you know what? You know, I'm hoping that, you know, there's a way, man, somehow or another, we can figure out a way to do this together. You know what I mean? And CNN has how many news shows? You know, we could become one network of radio shows, and everybody does their own specialty. We coordinate, and we feed off of each other. I mean, that would be a dream of mine to see that happen. Can it happen? I don't know, because there's a lot of egos, and I know I'm one of them. Now I got K-Star with me. Brother, he got ego, you know. And we've got Yo Mama and Truth, two egos right there. I'm gonna mention their names, you know, because they got two egos. Respect that. We got the Grand Champion and Alex coming back. He's got another ego. Curly Top just entered the scene, although Curly's doing a little bit of a love thing, but he'll splash a little Madden in there. You know, he's got an ego. So, I mean, who knows, man? I mean, if there's a way to make it happen with all these egos, man, I'd love to have that conversation. If not, hey, everybody do their thing and everybody support everybody. And the Madden Voice will be here regardless to try to just, hey, we're always going to try to raise the bar, you know. And I'm sure they're going to counter us. They're going to try to come up with something to raise the bar back. But that's what it's all about. That's what I want. You know what I mean? I want somebody to raise the bar, okay? You bring in a host, we bring in a host. You bring in something, we bring in something. Because all that means for you guys out there listening is the best. You're getting the highest quality of Madden Radio available for free, you know? And all of this is because we all the shows want to be the best. We all want the highest ratings, the most listeners. We want to be on top. We want to be able to say we are the number one show, and not just because we're trying to piss off the other guy, because it's true. Because when you go to Blog Talk Radio and you search Madden, you see, bam, the Madden Voice is the number one, or maybe not. And so all you listeners out there, just sit back, man, and lick your chops and just listen, because all this is going to do as we go into this off season and into the gaming season, all this is going to do is make it better for all of you. You guys are going to have some great, great radio to listen to 2-3 nights a week with some great, great shows. And, you know, this is just going to be hot because we're definitely ready. You know, I'm bringing in K-Star. I got a lot of respect for the brother. I think he's going to bring a different twist to the show. And for all you guys that have said, man, your show is boring and this, that, and the other, well, them days are over now. Those days are over now. So, all right. So, let's see. Let me go through the list here one by one. And let's start with Gambino. Any final words from you?
No, just for the, you know, new listeners, don't forget to check out themaddenlab.com.
TheMaddenLab.com, Gambino, Duke, our partners in crime. Our forums, the EAFLMadden.com forums, are hosted on the Madden Lab. And, you know, when you're checking out Madden sites, and there's a lot of them out there, you got to check out the Madden Lab. It's kind of like going shopping for a fast car and not looking at a Porsche or a Corvette. So you got to check out the Madden Lab.
Yeah, one of those Corvettes is actually me, K-Star, because I'm actually a rider for them as well. That out.
Yeah, I think we have like 8 total Madden Challenge crowns in the stable right now, plus countless, you know, major tourneys and regional events and online events. We have a pretty good staff right now.
There you go. I mean, there it is. Check it out, guys. TheMaddenLab.com, and you heard earlier, NCAStrategies.com. Is it strategy or strategies?
Strategy.
Singular. NCA strategy. Singular, NCAAstrategy.com. Check that out as well. Gambino, as always, we appreciate the support. Keep up the great work you do. All right. Thurman, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm still here chilling, driving home from work. Congratulations, man, on the host. I will definitely be listening. I definitely don't have a lot of time in my life, but I will definitely be listening to see how it goes down. I think it'll be a good mixture of the slow and the fast, so we can get that going. And hopefully this year, man, I have this vision, man, where I want to see a 500-man tournament, and I hope we can see it before the year is over. That's all I want to see.
All right, man. Well, you know, the Mad Voice will be there, and we will be supporting 100%. So let's make it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Thurman.
All right.
Elijah, LAB Productions. Any final words from you?
Nah, I just want to say congrats on the big move, and I'm excited about the upcoming season. And like I said, I told A1 101 before that I appreciate him doing what he's doing to initiate this. And like I said, it's gonna work out, man. One way or another, we gonna work it out. And to all those non-believers, the Madden Federation will stand strong, man. We will prevail.
Isn't there a new news tonight coming out from the Madden Federation about the rankings or something going on? I thought I read that on the board today.
Yeah,
info to be released.
I'll just say that we are you know, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but I don't expect anything released tonight. We're probably a couple of days away from that. So originally there were some intentions to release some information, and as we have been accused of as a federation of moving too quick, yada, 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 we have taken that feedback, and so I would say don't expect any information tonight, but there will be information forthcoming. So just to address that, and you know, just be patient with us. Coach K.
Yes, sir.
Any final words from you, Mr. Producer, Super Producer of the Madden Voice?
I just want to just thank everyone for coming on and also welcoming K-Star to the team. And just looking forward to big things.
No doubt. Thank you.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you, Coach K.
All right.
And last but not least, my new co-host, my new partner in crime, any final words from you?
Yeah, I like to say that, first of all, we're kind of like, you know, Madden NFL football, and the other show was like all-pro football. Need to get that out there, first and foremost. Second of all, stay tuned next week because I'm going to be listing my top 10 Madden 09 bums who need to prove themselves for the upcoming year. I'm going to make a detailed list. Like I said, we're going to check it twice. We're going to go through it. And, you know, I really don't care if people don't like my opinion or anything. It's going to be heard regardless, and, you know, obviously anyone can comment on it. But just expect big things, and, you know, like I said, there may have to be a parental advisory sticker on the show from this point on because it's about to get hot.
All right, it's about to get hot. And you guys heard it. Remember, I'm not censoring the guy. He's got free reign. He's co-host, and what he does, he does. So for those of you who think, oh, man, it's going to be a watered-down corn star, he can do as he pleases, and look forward to that next week. Corn star, can't wait. Should be exciting, and I'm looking forward to it myself.
Definitely.
All right. You have a good night.
You too, bro.
All right. All right. And one last time, let me just say as we sign off, I want to thank Ian Cummings, senior designer, lead designer, Donnie Moore, another designer, and the man that oversees it, Phil Frazier. I want to thank all three of them. They are the brains behind the game, and they were nice enough to come on the Madden Voice tonight, and we will have them back again. As you heard, as we wrapped up the show, they will come back and see us again, so we appreciate that as well. I want to thank all of you. The show was phenomenal, by far our most popular show we've done in over a year of doing Madden shows. I want to thank you all for your loyalty and your support, and you know, I want to say that we are 6 weeks away from Madden NFL 10. It's due out August 14th, and if you're interested to join the EAFL, you go to EAFLmadden.com/join, and do that, because we want you to join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field. Everybody have a good night.